Have you ever wondered about the profound impact that storytelling can have on the relationship between you and your child? Today, we're diving into how the simple yet powerful act of reading can transform story time into a cherished opportunity for mindfulness and connection between fathers and their children. Storytelling has been a cornerstone of human communication for centuries, bringing families together and imparting wisdom across generations. For fathers, it's an invaluable practice, especially in today's fast-paced world where quality time with children can be fleeting. Reading together fosters emotional connections, allowing you to engage on a deeper level through shared experiences and dialogues prompted by the stories. When selecting books, consider those that resonate with both you and your children. Choosing age-appropriate, engaging books is crucial. Look for stories with themes that can prompt meaningful conversations and are aligned with values or experiences relevant to your child's age and interests. This dual resonance ensures the child remains engaged and the father can relate, creating a more profound engagement in the storytelling process. Starting a conversation from a story can be as simple as asking open-ended questions about your child's thoughts or feelings related to the events or characters in the book. This practice helps develop your child's critical thinking and emotional intelligence, as well as your ability to engage them in a dialogue, enhancing both their understanding of the story and your bond with them. Incorporating mindfulness into story time can turn it into a truly enriching practice. Start by being fully present during reading sessions. Put away your phone and focus entirely on the story and the shared experience it offers. Discuss the emotions the story evokes both for you and your child and explore these feelings together. This presence helps in creating a safe and nurturing environment where your child feels heard and valued. Using reflective prompts can deepen understanding and appreciation of the story's themes. Ask your child about the lessons or morals they perceive in the story and share your own thoughts. This exchange not only enhances your child's cognitive abilities, but also makes them more comfortable with discussing abstract ideas and emotions. It's a wonderful moment for mutual exchange and growth. To embed mindfulness practices during story time, introduce simple exercises such as taking deep breaths together while reflecting on a suspenseful part of the story, or using visualization techniques to imagine the scenery from the book. These practices enrich the storytelling experience and help your child develop mindfulness techniques they can use beyond these sessions. Encourage sharing personal stories that relate to themes in the books. Children love to hear about their parents' experiences, and this sharing can be particularly poignant when it ties into the book's narrative. Whether it's recalling a childhood memory or discussing a personal lesson learned, sharing adds another layer of connection and relevance to story time and enriches your child's understanding. Making story time a regular mindfulness ritual can offer immense benefits in cultivating a strong emotional bond between you and your child. Try to set a regular time for story time, creating a predictable routine that children find comforting and exciting. This not only provides them with security, but also instills in them an appreciation for consistency and ritual in their daily lives. Consistent storytelling has profound impacts on your child's emotional and cognitive development. It stimulates imagination, fosters creativity, and enhances their listening skills. Moreover, it provides a platform for them to practice empathy as they relate to characters and scenarios within the story, which is crucial for their emotional growth. Fitting mindful story time into your schedule might require creativity and flexibility. Consider a bedtime routine, weekend tradition, or even audiobooks during commutes together. The important aspect is consistency and the quality of the engagement. Life can be busy, but these moments can be seamlessly integrated with a little planning, ensuring that your bond grows stronger with each story shared. In closing, I hope these insights inspire you to see story time not just as a task, but as a rich opportunity to engage with your child in meaningful, mindful ways. Embrace storytelling as a medium for connection, learning, and mutual joy, nurturing a relationship grounded in understanding, empathy, and love. Until next time, happy reading and bonding.